in particular in my own area of Lyfordston, our municipal district, I've asked that the planners come along and give us a complete update on the process of the threat to 5G being established in our areas. I raised this at the last MD in July, and I asked the planners today, because I've found out some more information since the last meeting, that you actually don't need planner permission to bring 5G into any area, but you do need planner permission for a new mast. And this is confusing the public as well, and it's very confusing for us as members also. And I feel very strong about the fact that 5G is going to be implemented right through our whole area of the Stranraer Municipal District, in particular the Raphoe area, because we have two large masts in Mungari.
And as you said, the masts are already established there in Raphoe, so that they can't just come ahead and put the 5G antenna on. But do you feel now the council needs to come out and put forward a full comprehensive report on this?
Well, you see, with our county development plan, which is basically adhering to national policy, any company that's any of these network companies that put 5G in an area that need to erect a mast, the development plan basically opens the door for them to be able to get planning permission. And that's where I have the biggest concern, because we haven't really dealt with the issue of what the health and safety issues are of 5G and 4G and 3G.